from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. And then we'll be back talking about the new CeeDee Lamb contract coming up at 3:20. On the C-Note, Krusty's Corner is an hour away. Right now, let's celebrate the best of the weekend. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. And the weekend started off with some really, really sad news, as we mentioned there in G-Bag of the Day, and we will continue here moving forward. But we lost our good buddy Kenny and Quinlan, a G-Bag Nation legend, big-time Tolo, and what you drinking, what you thinking staple each and every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. We know about his legendary rock and roll tequila. Well, Tim from Carthage, another incredible Tolo and buddy of Kenny's, sent over a rock and roll bottle of tequila. Literally, once he got the news on Friday, he DoorDashed it over here.
Wow.
And so I got the, it's in the electric guitar. It's actually pretty aesthetically pleasing. Like, this is kind of dang cool, man. So we were going, me, Bobby, and Walchuk were like, well, let's get together and hang out, and we'll honor Kenny. So we were over at a brewery down the street, and we had the rock and roll tequila, and especially Walchuk and Bobby really went deep into the guitar.
As they should.
As they should on a Friday night. And
it went all the way down to the knobs.
It was supposed to be, it was supposed to be, you know, just a loving night to remember our friend Kenny. And then, of course, it ventured down a very violent sports path of Dak Prescott. And so I secretly...
Now, how do these guys have an argument?
Well, Bobby is all about Dak.
He's dug in.
yes. And Walchuk is now at the point where he's like, please, I can't really defend Dak until he does some sort of postseason winning. Like, most of us have kind of gotten to that point. But we know that Bobby's not there. So secretly, I pulled out my phone while they were getting after it with each other.
There you go.
And I was like, let's just see how this plays. So we'll start here. And when you start talking about Dak, then you start talking about other quarterbacks and guys are taking strays and things like that. So we pick it up here like a couple minutes in, but they start. Walchuk is now has his feet to the fire. Bobby's like, well, rank your quarterbacks. And then he gives too much praise to Stafford.
Okay, if I'm going to rank them, give me Mahomes.
No, just throw me a number. Which one is it?
Allen. Honestly, Stafford.
Oh, my God.
You're two against Stafford.
Stafford. Eric, come here. Dude, can he say what he just said about losing records and then tell me Stafford is
Matthew
an elite
Stafford
quarterback?
Matthew Stafford has won a f***ing Super Bowl.
Shut up
when he
for
finally
a second.
Got on a, that on is a, not, when he finally got on a good team, what did he do?
So wait.
He went
and
won a Super Bowl,
hold on,
Bobby.
Hold on. So it's about the team?
You can't be on the Detroit Lions.
It's about the team? What if the Cowboys are the Detroit Lions this year?
They're not.
Why? They have zero depth. You can't tell me
you can't tell me Dak hasn't had good rosters,
bro,
Bobby.
No, he has.
He's had better rosters than Matthew Stafford ever had with the Lions.
He's had good
ever.
Okay. They have no idea that I'm recording, and they start to get more and more emotional.
I think you could go to jail for doing this, can't you?
I do hope. I think maybe in the state of Texas you're good, but
yeah,
honestly,
so.
You might be right.
It's, in the sports world, you're okay, I think.
Well, at the end, you'll hear Bobby discover what's happening, but here it continues. Walchuk started to get more heated about Dak not getting it done in the playoffs.
He had the drive.
Here's the reality.
Stafford had the drive. Dak's never had the fucking drive.
He's had chances at the
and
drive.
And I've begged him. And I've prayed. And I've wanted more than anything.
Zach.
And he won't do it. He can't fucking do it, Bobby. He can't do it.
Take the teams out of it because you told me the teams don't matter. You told me the quarterbacks do. And if the quarterback is below 500, which Stafford was for a
Bobby speaking fast.
Stafford would have beaten the 49ers.
No, he wouldn't.
With that Cowboys team. Yes, he would have.
No, he would. Not after Paul, but I know he would.
Bobby's right at the intersection of Rock and Roll Tequila and Avenue Lane, Adderall Lane right there.
Yeah, he definitely is, man. He was hammering him home.
I think that's a great debate, though. Like, where does Stafford go? And, you know, as compared to Dak, I think you kind of have to trust your eyes. And I think I would, you know, much prefer Stafford having to lead you with all the chips down to Dak.
When we started doing all these quarterback rankings kind of back in the day, weren't we always thinking of Dak, Stafford, Cousins, Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Wasn't that always kind of the group?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Sean McVay gets a hold of Stafford and he's a top five quarterback.
And yes. I think that's what Bobby's saying. It's like, man, if Dak was somewhere else or if Dak was with a McVay, then he could do exactly what Stafford did in winning a Super Bowl.
That's what Bobby's saying?
That's what Bobby's saying.
Okay. I had to chop and screw it.
Yeah.
Get the teams out of it because you told me the teams don't matter. You told me the quarterbacks do. And if the quarterback is below 500, which is...
I didn't speed that up.
That is amazing. When I'm with him with Love of the Star, he will do the same thing for the intro. If you listen to the intro... He will go through that thing so fast.
And Love of the Star podcast. And
by chance, like every 35 or 40 minutes, was he going to the bathroom?
Actually, yes, he was. Yeah. I should have been more suspicious of that.
Did he? Was he doing as many, when he did those bourbon?
He was like rolling up these dollar bills. I don't know what he was doing.
No, the bourbon shots. Remember he did all those bourbon shots?
Yeah, but he was doing it with the rock and roll.
Tequila.
He was doing it out of a guitar.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
It's pretty incredible.
I do think that what Dak needs is a coach, you know?
Oh, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I mean, McCarthy, this year's offense was a leveled up version of what Dak has ever been in. And a lot of people attribute that to Dak being the one to spearhead it, whatever it is. But the offense was much more with the times, and Dak did have his best regular season.
Yeah.
So I think there's absolutely something to be said. Dak has never, Jason Garrett and Kellen Moore and Scott Linehan and Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottenheimer, like you're not getting the type of Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan help that Purdy and Stafford got. That is totally fair. Now let's see, where do we pick up here? This is the best of the weekend fight, Bobby versus Walchuk and a Dak off, sponsored by Kenny's Rock and Roll Tequila. This is the importance of playoff success, more and more fighting about Stafford.
Why couldn't Stafford beat people last year?
They did. They were the hottest team of the season in the second half.
In the second half. But
They were beaten and injured.
You told me you said the postseason. You got to win in the postseason. You just told me that. And it didn't matter. It didn't happen.
But he's won in the postseason.
At what year?
What do you mean what year? He's a Super Bowl champion.
What year? What year was it? Year 13? So I'm saying
he finally got on a competent roster with a competent coach.
Stafford? I'm just saying, you're completely inconsistent.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not at all inconsistent, Bobby.
You're fucking reaching. You said this is the standard. It's not a reaching. You told me already that the standard is if your team does this, you're not elite. And you just showed me Stafford did that for a decade. That team is different.
What I'm saying is if you think a quarterback is elite and you're picking them to go under 500, that is not an elite quarterback.
If I pick them to go below 500, but if they actually go 500 for 10 years below 500, that's different. Because you didn't pick them to, they just did.
He hasn't done in the playoffs.
Neither did Stafford for 10 years.
There we go.
Okay. So that roughly concludes the conversation. And this would have probably gone on for hours if not my phone lighting up because I had it just sitting next to them on the table. And then Bobby notices here, and you can hear the sound of Bobby discovering that he's being
secretly
voyeured on. Yeah, yeah, to some extent.
He has failed.
I'm curious. Now I'm curious.
He had two drives in both 49er games to go and do it, bro.
Eric.
He did. In both games.
Eric.
And he didn't do it.
Your screen lit up. Good job.
You got some good content,
boys. That'll be good content for you.
Yeah. That was the end of it, but that was our Friday night. It was supposed to be a great night of just hanging out, maybe distancing ourselves from the monotony of fighting over sports and stuff because we had just gotten off 5 hours of doing it. And no, that's what they do.
Let's
that's
jump
just
right
who they
back
are.
Into
that's
it,
just it's in their DNA. They can't help themselves.
I love it, man. Thanks to Bobby and Zach. And there it is, a best of the weekend review from your guy, Eric Chiafalo. We got 1 hour down and four to go. Full show tonight. And the Get Right coming to you from 7 to 11. CD versus the Cowboys. That standoff is over. We'll take a look at the winners and losers of that coming up at 3:20 inside the C-Note. Krusty's Corners coming up at 3:40. I believe he's going to tell you all the takeaways from the preseason finale, and roster cutdown day is live. But coming up next, Chief, we have the NFL news of the day. What's cooking out there?
Lots to get to, including the most impressive football moment of preseason finales this weekend. It took place off the field. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.